Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. Mastering the Elements of Good Cooking by Salmon Nasrat is a technique-driven cookbook that aims to teach readers how to cook well in any context, not just how to execute specific dishes. Rather than organizing the book around cuisines or meal types, Nasrat frames good cooking through four foundational elements: salt, fat, acid, and heat. Each element shapes flavor and texture, and the book shows how understanding their roles helps cooks make better choices while seasoning, balancing, and cooking food. The tone is instructional and encouraging, blending kitchen science with practical guidance and a set of recipes designed to help readers apply the lessons. The book is also notable for its extensive watercolor illustrations and infographics by Wendy McNaughton, which reinforce concepts without implying there is only one correct visual outcome. Overall, it functions as both a reference manual and a skill-building guide for developing confident, intuitive cooking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, salt. As the foundation of seasoning and flavor, Nasrat treats salt as the most immediate lever a cook has for making food taste more like itself. Instead of presenting salt as a simple finishing step, the book emphasizes seasoning as a process that happens throughout cooking, with tasting and adjustment as essential habits. Salt influences more than perceived saltiness. It heightens aroma, balances bitterness, and can change how other flavors register. The book also encourages readers to think in terms of where salt comes from, since salting can arrive through different ingredients and methods, such as salt in the pot, salted stocks, cured components, or salty condiments. This matters because each source contributes salt at a different intensity and timing, affecting how evenly food is seasoned. By focusing on decision-making rather than rigid measurements, the discussion helps cooks move from following instructions to developing judgment. In practice, the lesson is simple but powerful if a dish tastes flat. The fix is often not more spice or more complexity, but better seasoning applied with attention and restraint. Secondly, fat as flavor carrier and texture builder. In the book's framework, fat is not just richness but a structural element that shapes mouthfeel, aroma, and satisfaction. Nasrat explains how fat carries fat-soluble flavors and aromas, helping ingredients taste fuller and more integrated. Just as importantly, fat changes texture. It can create tenderness, flakiness, crispness, or creaminess depending on how it is used. The book encourages choosing fats intentionally, since different fats contribute distinct flavors and behave differently under heat. A neutral oil, butter, olive oil, and animal fats each bring their own strengths, and the right choice depends on the dish and technique. Fat also acts as a buffer and a bridge. It can soften aggressive flavors, round out acidity, and help seasonings cling to food. By learning how and when to add fat, readers gain a practical way to improve results without adding complicated steps. The takeaway is a more nuanced understanding of richness, where fat becomes a tool for clarity and balance rather than an afterthought or a guilty indulgence. Thirdly, acid for balance, brightness, and contrast. Nasrat positions acid as the element that gives food lift and definition. Where salt amplifies and fat rounds, acid brightens and balances, keeping dishes from tasting heavier one note. The book highlights that acidity can appear in many forms beyond obvious vinegar or citrus, including fermented foods and other tangy ingredients, and that the best choice depends on the flavor profile you want. Acid is also presented as a tool for structure. It can sharpen flavors, create contrast against richness, and make long-cooked foods taste lively at the table. A key practical idea is timing. Adding acid early can mellow it into the dish, while adding it at the end can preserve a fresh, high note. This encourages cooks to taste and decide whether a dish needs deeper integration or a final spark. The broader lesson is about balance. Many cooking problems that seem like missing salt or missing spice are actually missing acidity, and learning to correct that gives cooks a reliable way to rescue and refine food. Fourthly, heat and technique as drivers of texture and transformation. Heat is presented as the element that most directly determines texture and therefore the eating experience. Nasrat emphasizes that controlling heat is not only about avoiding burning or undercooking it, it is about choosing the right method to achieve the texture you want, such as crisp edges, tender interiors, gentle poaching, or deep browning. The book invites readers to think about how heat moves, how cookware and oven environments affect cooking, and how moisture interacts with temperature. Browning, steaming, simmering, roasting, and grilling are not interchangeable labels but distinct paths to different outcomes. By focusing on sensory cues and cause and effect, the book helps readers develop fluency across techniques rather than memorizing rules. This approach supports the book's larger goal of intuitive cooking. Once you understand what high dry heat does compared to low moist heat, you can adapt to different ingredients and equipment. The result is more consistent cooking, better texture, and fewer recipes that fail because the heat management was mismatched to the food. Lastly, from rigid recipes to intuitive cooking through a clear framework, a defining contribution of the book is its insistence that great cooking is learnable through principles. The four-element framework acts like a mental checklist that helps cooks diagnose what a dish needs: more seasoning, more richness, more brightness, or a different approach to heat. This shifts the cook from dependency on exact instructions to active problem solving. The book's recipe section supports that goal by offering dishes that function as practice, not just as endpoints. The illustrations and infographics reinforce this philosophy by focusing on concepts and processes rather than perfect plated photographs. That design choice signals that variation is expected and that personal judgment is part of the craft. The approach also makes the material broadly portable once a cook understands the interactions of salt, fat, acid, and heat. The lessons apply across cuisines, ingredient availability, and dietary preferences. For readers who want more than a list of meals, the book operates like a course in thinking, tasting, and adjusting. It aims to make competence repeatable and creativity less intimidating. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want to become better cooks by understanding fundamentals rather than collecting more recipes. Beginners can benefit if they are willing to read slowly and practice tasting and adjusting, while experienced home cooks and culinary students may especially appreciate having a coherent framework for diagnosing problems and improving consistency. The practical benefits are immediate better seasoning habits, more intentional use of fats, more reliable ways to brighten and balance dishes, and improved control over texture through smarter heat choices. Because the book emphasizes principles, it also helps cooks adapt when ingredients, equipment, or time constraints change. What makes it stand out among modern cookbooks is its clear, teachable structure and its focus on why techniques work. Many cookbooks deliver inspiration through finished dish photography and tightly scripted methods. Salt, fat, acid, heat acts more like a reference manual and a course, using illustration and explanation to build intuition. Its lasting value is that it equips readers with a portable set of tools they can apply to almost any dish, making cooking feel less like compliance and more like informed decision-making. If you would like to support Sam and Nasrat, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.